Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. As you've been hearing, Facebook owner Meta has been fined €265 million for a data leak last year, which affected hundreds of millions of users. In a ruling today, Ireland's Data Protection Commission, responsible for European data regulation, issued a reprimand to Meta and ordered that its processing be brought into compliance with the EU's General Data Protection Regulations, GDPR. The data leak, which occurred in 2019 but only came to light in April of last year, involved the personal details of more than 530 million Facebook users being published online. We've been talking to the Data Protection Commissioner, Helen Dixon, about her latest Meta ruling and her concerns about what's happening in Twitter. First, how was the size of today's Meta fine decided?
So the fine is considerable, and I think it sounds very large to an Irish audience, but we have to bear in mind that the GDPR was introduced specifically to give effect to what is a fundamental right in the EU to have one's personal data protected. So the EU has decided this type of information that relates to each of us as individuals warrants very specific protection. And as you know, it provided for fines of up to 4% of the worldwide turnover of undertakings like Meta.
This fine is well short of that 4%. So is there mitigating factors here?
There are mitigating factors here in terms of the actions that Facebook took. But remember also, this is just one of multiple investigations into the same platform that we are conducting and have conducted. We imposed a fine of $405 million, you'll recall, 2 months ago in respect of the Instagram element of that family of companies. So we have to be proportionate in the case of what we're investigating specifically in each individual case. But the other thing to say is we are regulating on behalf of all EU users. And the other thing to say is it is intended to have a deterrent effect. So we really are saying when products and services are being designed by companies, particularly where personal data is a large part of what's being transacted with, they have to be designed in a way that protects personal data.
I suppose that's the question. Just how effective a deterrent is this? This is, as you said, it is the third fine on a Meta-related company. I think the total now, that today's announcement brings the total to in excess of €890 million, and yet the breaches still continue. It doesn't seem to be working.
It is a very good question to ask how effective these kind of punitive measures in the form of fines are. And there's a whole range of academic debate on this and examination through areas like competition law of what the effectiveness of fines are. And the jury is somewhat out, or in fact considers largely that fines may not be effective. But it's important for me to say that alongside the fines, in every case, we've also imposed a range of corrective measures. And we've enforced as against those measures. So we forced significant changes to privacy policies. We will force a change to the default settings in relation to searchability. We'll keep going until the behaviour does change.
All right. You mentioned cooperation with other EU data regulators, and people will recall perhaps that there was some criticism of your office in a previous case. I think it was WhatsApp, where eventually you ordered to increase the fine by the European Data Protection Board. Have other EU data regulators then signed off on this finding?
Yes, we were required, as in all other cases, to transmit a draft of this decision to the other EU data protection authorities. In this case, we received no objections in relation to the draft decision that we transmitted.
The situation in relation to Twitter, the firings we've seen there, the departure particularly of senior key staff, we now have the Vice President of Public Policy, Sinead Sweeney, securing a High Court injunction preventing Twitter from terminating her employment. How concerned are you of what's happening in that company?
Well, we are concerned and we're tracking it very closely. I mean, at a basic level, an organization like Twitter must have a data protection officer in place, must have a team around that data protection officer. And importantly, here in Ireland, where Twitter in Ireland is the main establishment for EU purposes under the GDPR, there has to be a board in place that's making the decisions on personal data processing in respect of EU users. Mm-hmm. And so we are seeking to establish day by day, in fact, as the position evolves, what is in place. So far, we're getting answers to our questions. We're able to continue with the investigations we've opened into Twitter. But we are concerned and we're tracking it very closely.
And are you in regular contact? Are you meeting the key people who remain?
We are. We're in daily contact with them. We're in multiple daily contact with them. And we've a range of contacts still based at Twitter in Dublin. So we're getting answers so far, but it's not to say that we're not concerned. Creation of compliance with GDPR is delivered through professionals with the appropriate skills and the appropriate means to influence how things are done within an organisation. So if that's depleted, then it is going to give rise to concerns. But it's a fast-evolving situation. We're keeping track. I think where we arrive at the point where we can't get answers and we have no points of contact, then we will be in very serious difficulty.
And just finally, Helen Dixon, in terms of the number of complaints you're receiving this year, you had a 7% increase last year. What are you experiencing this year, 2022?
This year, we're running at a slightly lower level than we were. So I expect when we compile the final statistics at the end of next month, we may be reporting something like a 9 to 10% reduction in the number of complaints received. And I suppose what we're realizing is that in other years, there were very specific issues that arose. For example, COVID gave rise over 2 years to very specific volumes and types of complaints. We had the mother and baby homes. So we may now be seeing a kind of a bottoming out and a levelling out as we get back to more normal times.
And that's the Data Protection Commissioner Helen Dixon speaking to me earlier.